Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Well, anything that you can update us on about the courthouse shootings since we met last?
Well, the suspect, Dan Schlins, was arraigned in St. Louis County on Monday and in front of Judge Flerke. And he was the Attorney General, Minnesota State Attorney General's office. Actually, it'll be Assistant Attorney General Bill Klump will be prosecuting the case. He was assigned it. And anyways, Dan was charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder, premeditated, felon in possession of a firearm, obstructing legal process, possession of a firearm in a courthouse, and an assault on a peace officer.
The Attorney General, Lori Swanson, was actually at that arraignment, was she not?
She didn't attend the arraignment, but she was there in the morning. Briefed us and obviously was there for the small press conference and then left and actually went to visit both Tim and Greg at the hospital.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say that the Attorney General's office is going to be the lead on this, what does that mean exactly? I mean, is it their prosecutors that will be?
Correct. I mean, maybe, you know, it'd be just like if the county attorney here had a case. I mean, they're basically doing what the county attorney would do. They're prosecuting the case. I mean, they're the lead prosecutor, and so.
Do you know where that will be?
That will. I mean, you know, if it's court procedures, criminal procedures, rules, but crime is always tried in the county where it's committed. So any court proceedings in the future will occur here in Cook County. If it gets to trial, I would certainly suspect that defense counsel will request a change of venue, file a motion, and I can't certainly speak, but I can't imagine that wouldn't happen.
So at least the preliminary stuff could be done.
But the preliminary stuff probably could be here. I mean, we'll be here unless there's some other rule out there that I'm not aware of where they would change it before it goes to trial. But as of right now, the preliminary hearings will be here in
Cook County. Do we have any idea of a timetable?
No, I do know the next court hearing has been scheduled a preliminary for January 10th up here in Cook County, but it's very preliminary because I think they also are going to find a judge from outside the district to hear the case. They picked a date because that's when the court's up here, but that certainly could change.
So that'll be outside of the district? District
a judge six. From outside District 6, yes.
For those that have visiting our county or are just learning about this, can you give us a little background about what happened and when?
Certainly can. Last Thursday there was a trial that had taken place all last week where Dan Schlins was on trial for criminal sexual conduct, and it was regarding a teenage victim. And the trial... They picked a jury Monday, Tuesday. The trial started Tuesday afternoon, opening statements, and then they took witness testimony, I think all day Wednesday, and then Thursday was closing arguments, and then the jury was handed the case around noon, and so then they started their deliberations, and around 3:30, the jury had indicated they'd reached a verdict, and so then court was back in session, and they came back with a guilty verdict on one of two counts. And so Dan was found guilty of one felony of criminal sexual conduct. I don't remember which degree it was. Then everybody cleared the courtroom. The judge stayed and spoke with the jury. So then defense counsel, Dan, they exited the courtroom, as did the prosecuting attorneys. And Dan and his attorney and his mother went to a conference room just adjacent to the courtroom, basically kind of across the hall. And then, of course, the county attorney's office is adjacent to the courtroom there. And then shortly thereafter, Dan had left the conference room and had made up his mind that he was going to make the county attorney pay. And had gone to the county attorney's office and had a gun. I had a handgun. As he went to open the door opened, and there was a subpoenaed witness, which was Greg Thompson, that was standing in the doorway, and he shot Greg Thompson. Greg Thompson then escaped out of the office, and then Dan continued on, and County Attorney Tim Scannell was standing behind the counter there in the attorney's office, and He shot Tim Scannell at that point, and then he went back out and chased Greg Thompson down, and Greg had gotten down there's a stairway on the west side there, the main stairs, gotten down to the landing, and then he fired on Greg again, I believe him hitting him one or two more times. And then he went back in. By this time, the jury had cleared the courtroom. The bailiff had ordered him to clear the courtroom and a call 911. The bailiff was exiting. By that time, Dan was back in the county attorney's office, as was Dan's mother, you know, chasing him. And Tim had escaped to Molly's office, and Molly was in her office. And
that would be Molly Hicken. She's
Molly Hicken, assistant county attorney, correct. And anyways, Dan went in there, and the fight was on. Fight for life, and Tim had already been shot. So then the bailiff came in, came out in the hallway. There was nobody in the hallway. He then went to the county attorney's office, opened the door where there was nobody, you know, visible in the lobby area there, the main office. Tim's office door was open. He saw nobody was there. So then he worked his way to Molly's office, could hear the commotion there, went to open the door, and he couldn't get the door open. So he kicked it. It didn't move. He kicked it again, and then it moved about, you know, around a foot, and he's able to see there was a pile of people in front of the door, so he forced it open, and there was a pile of people, you know, obviously Dan had a gun in his hand, Molly, Mom, and Tim were all fighting with Dan, and so then, of course, the bailiff joined in the fight to secure Dan, and there was at one point where the bailiff had a real struggle because he didn't have a shot. And obviously we're in a deadly force situation where Tim had already been shot and Greg had already been shot and Dan has a gun and he couldn't get a shot just because there's too many people. And there was finally an opening where he could take a shot. And just as he pulled the trigger, Dan had grabbed his gun and he missed. And so now there was this battle continued on. And eventually Tim escaped the office and they continued to fight with Dan and finally were able to gain some control of him, got him handcuffed in front, and then Molly came out and Deputy Gilmore was on the scene. I was on the scene and trying to get medical personnel to Tim, and then a trooper Thossenson arrived also, and then so they went in. And Dan continued to struggle. And at the time, they really didn't know that he was handcuffed because he was on all fours still on the ground and he was still struggling. And so there was quite a struggle that continued with him. Actually, they got him out and realized he was handcuffed and just got him out of the office. And he continued to struggle all the way to the office, unfortunately, and actually struggled in the booking room also. So it was quite a battle. And obviously, Tim was in dire straits. I mean...
As I understand it, it was one of the shots was very close to his heart.
Correct.
But he was still wounded. He's still
wounded. He was still conscious.
Is it Gary Radloff who was the
bailiff? Correct.
And that's a 70-year-old man.
70-year-old young. I don't think we're you doing 70 years old. We're doing 70
well, thank
years
you,
young.
That's so. About me too. I'm glad you said that.
So the defense attorney, John Lilly, he was there. He was attending. I mean, he helped Greg get out of the courthouse. Then he was there attending to county attorney Tim Scannell.
He actually, as I understand it from news reports, he actually tried to stop.
He used a tourniquet. He used a belt, I think, a tourniquet. Yeah. And because Tim was bleeding pretty good. There was a lot of blood. It was a very horrific scene.
Now... Is there any indication, or at this point, can you give us any idea of how it is that Dan Schlenz actually got a hold of a .25 caliber pistol?
Well, you know, he wasn't a convicted felon until the jury reached a verdict. You know, so at that moment in time, he's a convicted felon. So who knows, you know, before that, who knows where it, I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. So whether he already had it and he'd had it for years or if it's something he just purchased, don't know that.
Well, what are your thoughts on this? As a law enforcement officer, you've been through a lot of stuff in the past.
Well, nothing like this. And, it obviously had a huge impact on the community. But this community is amazing, and you can already feel the recovery happening. I mean, you really can. It's just quite amazing. And But, you know, I just look back at the incident and who was involved. And, I mean, Tim was fighting for his life. I mean, no doubt about it. And could be dead. I mean, I think Tim came home last night. We could be attending his funeral. There, I mean, probably minutes away from that happening, if not shorter than that. But I just, Molly Hickam put up a hell of a fight. Bottom line.
I know that as the weekend, the courthouse was closed over the weekend, mm-hmm. and then I think it opened yesterday morning around 10, and I think there were some meetings with county officials and county employees and the jury. Is yep. there any thoughts or words on that that you'd care to share?
Well, you know, I think everybody's handled it very well, and we met with the court staff. The judge set that up, and with the court staff, and so we brought them up to the courthouse Monday afternoon, and so I was there, and we walked them through the whole scene, and actually before that. Graham Portage came down and did a cleansing. I wasn't there for that, but they did a cleansing of the courthouse, and I heard that was really powerful, and I think that was awesome, and a really powerful moment that took place, and so I think that meant a lot to a lot of people. And then we met with the court staff and had a debriefing with them, and then that evening we had a critical stress debriefing with all the first responders, law enforcement, which is typical in a case like this. And then there was also the judge met with the jury, and I met with the jury, and so it just kind of, again, a lot of this is confidential what was said, but it was a debriefing with everybody. And then of course yesterday morning met with all the county employees, and again kind of a debriefing, and they had counselors available. And that was at the courthouse till about 12:30 or so, and things seemed to be going, business as usual, as best as can be expected. We had court yesterday, and the County Attorneys Association has stepped up to the plate. They have them. So they had Anoka County Attorney who was taking the role, was there in court representing the county. And I believe we'll be doing so again today. It's just been an awesome response from the community, from a more in a selfish aspect, the resources. I mean, the Department of Public Safety, the public information officers, the BCA, the Attorney General's Office, State Patrol, some of our local troopers, our conservation officers, have all just really stepped up to the plate and helped us out, just from the simple things of seeing security till the BC gets there, sitting there for hours on end. It's not a glamorous job, but they all step to the plate, and the public information office from the Department of Public Safety, because we knew right off the bat we were going to get slammed, and we did, and with the media, and that's expected. I mean, it's going to happen, and they stepped to the plate and really helped us out there, because I think when I told Deb this morning, when they took over, and so they did a news release as quick as we could, and he put his phone number on there. I think like within 5-10 minutes, he had 22 voicemails on his cell phone. I mean, that fast. It was big news, and it rightfully so. And there's some people that really stepped up. Like I said, Molly Hickam. I mean, I don't know what to say. And the bailiff, Gary Ralloff. Again, they both went above and beyond the call of duty in a very, very difficult life or death. I mean, this was fight or flight, and they dove in and fight, and they didn't flight.
Well, I might mention that an editorial in the Duluth News Tribune cited all of these people, including yourself, as heroes. Thank you for your work and the work of everybody that was involved. It's good that you could stop by and give us a little bit more of a briefing.
Well, thank you, and it's been an honor. And I know you may have a timeline, but I just want to say this. In the very end, it's very rewarding, and it's an honor to represent Cook County.
Thank you, Sheriff Mark Falk.